From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama backs Iran nuclear deal as smart, responsible diplomacy. President Obama on Tuesday sought support for an international nuclear agreement with Iran, insisting it's a smarter, more responsible way to protect U.S. national security. His remarks to a veterans group followed Monday's unanimous endorsement of the deal by the 15-member U.N. Security Council. Mr. Obama demanded also the release by Iran of three Americans it's holding and help finding a fourth believed to be somewhere in the country.
Journalist Jason Rezaian should be released. Pastor Saeed Abedini should be released. Amir Hekmati, a former sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps, should be released. Iran needs to help us find Robert Levinson. These Americans need to be back home with their families.
Some family members, friends, and associates of the four have criticized Mr. Obama for not winning the release of the captives as part of last week's international deal with Tehran. In Burundi, results of Tuesday's presidential election are due out by Thursday. Pierre Claver in Ndayakariye is the head of the Burundian Electoral Commission.
We will be able to announce the provisional result within 2 days. Because tomorrow, on 22 of July, we will deploy a team of staff which will collect the envelopes in which we have the minutes of the results for each polling station.
The vote went off despite violence, left two persons, including a policeman, dead and an opposition boycott. Months of unrest was sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to win a controversial third term. Turnout was low in some parts of the country. Critics say the president should not be allowed to serve a third term, but the Constitutional Court ruled he is eligible. This is VOA News.